Do you ever feel like a mistake? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've been really struggling with my self-talk this year, and self-talk refers to that dialogue or that conversation you have to yourself. So basically, it's like the way you talk to yourself. And mine has just been struggling this year, and I kind of developed some bad habits about the way I go about talking to myself, and they just kind of stuck around, which is not very fun. But I've been working on it, and one of the ways I do that is to remind myself who God says I am. So, if you need this reminder too, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called A Place in This World by Bethany Acker. When you feel like you don't have a place in this world because you don't think you're as talented as others or you aren't sure what to do with your life, remember that God made you. God doesn't make mistakes. When He created you, He knew what He was doing. He knew just who you would be. You don't have to worry about whether or not you have a place in this world when you remember that God is the creator of the world. And He is also the creator of you, and He wants you here. Maybe you don't feel as talented as the other people around you. Maybe you aren't sure what to do with your life. It's okay to have some doubts. It's okay to take your time to figure out who you are, what you enjoy, and what you're good at. Let God guide you. Let Him lead you. Remember that He knows you better than anyone else. He crafted you intentionally, and He has given you the opportunities you have. And if you know Jesus, He has also given you the spiritual gifts you can ask Him to show you how to follow His leading in your life one step at a time. You have a place in this world for a reason. God wants you to be here. Your talents are your own, and God will work through you as you seek Him. He will take care of you and guide you and help you find a deep sense of purpose in living your life with Him. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you ever wonder about your place in the world? We all feel this way from time to time, and it can be helpful to remember who our Creator is. He made us just the way we are, and He has given us the purpose to our lives. The truth is, Jesus rejoiced to save you through His death and resurrection, and He doesn't need you to do anything. He delights in having you with Him, and He invites you to share in the joy of His good work, pointing others to Jesus and partnering with Him to bring restoration to the brokenness around you. In times when you're feeling particularly discouraged or frustrated, who is a trusted Christian in your life who can lovingly remind you of the truth and help you receive God's help and encouragement? If you want to dig deeper into this idea, you can find more verses about this in the text of today's Devo at unlocked.org or on the Unlocked Devo app. When we feel pressured to figure out what to do with our lives, how could it be freeing to remember that God knows us, He loves us, and He calls us to follow Him one step at a time? As you and I can read in Psalm 119:73, "Your hands made me and formed me, gave me understanding to learn your commands." Now, I encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 139 and Proverbs 3:1-6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you relate to today's Devo? Have you overcome something recently? There are others who need to hear about what God is doing in your life. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a story with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.